This is Ozarks at Large. Arkansans take great pride in this small state's large contribution to musical heritage. Louis Jordan, Johnny Cash, Sister Rosetta Tharpe, and others are well known for helping shape American music. Let us toss another name at you, considered by many to be an influential and historic band leader, Alfonso Trent. He was born in Fort Smith, led big bands through the middle of the United States when a black man had incredible difficulty doing that. Tomorrow night, the life and career of Alfonso Trent will be celebrated at the Blue Line in downtown Fort Smith. First, the documentary Alfonso Trent's Orchestra of Gold will be shown, followed by a concert of music of hometown icon Trent, as well as other legends who've played in the city of Fort Smith, like Nat King Cole, Louis Armstrong, and Bob Wills. The evening is part of Fort Smith's year-long celebration of its bicentennial. Jim Perry is the chairman of Arts and Cultures Events for the first quarter of the bicentennial year. He joins me now. Jim, welcome to Ozarks at Large.
Thanks very much, Kyle.
Well, when you were made chairman of a committee that was going to spend several months celebrating the culture and musical heritage of the city of Fort Smith, where did you start?
We actually started this process about 3 years ago. So we've been planning this for a long time. We have a large committee, and as you may have mentioned, it is divided into four chair people throughout the year that represents each quarter of the year, each with a different theme. Within my theme, what I wanted to do was create events or stage or produce events that would appeal to the entire community, that would showcase the heritage of Fort Smith and the incredible history that we have here, and also include everyone. Be inclusive of all cultures, all people here, and something that we could do that would appeal to everyone.
Alfonso Trent may not be a household name throughout the country, maybe not even throughout Arkansas, but certainly he left behind a musical legacy.
Well, as you mentioned, Alfonso Trent was born in Fort Smith in 1902, and he grew up here and was educated here. And his father was actually one of the first black men to graduate from Ohio State and moved to Fort Smith and became an educator here. He was actually the principal of the high school here for the African-American community. So Alfonso had a good education. He was exposed to musical training early on in his life. And at the age of about 22, he formed a band and went on the road traveling with his band.
In many places, he would have lengthy engagements, and he was often perhaps the first black man to take the stage at some of these places in Texas and throughout the middle of the country, wasn't he?
That's correct. He was the first African-American to play all-white hotels in Texas in 1925, which wasn't the easiest thing in the world to do. In fact, most notably, there was a Hotel Adolphus in Dallas that hired him after hearing him and his band play on the street corner. They hired the Alfonso Trent band to play for a two-week engagement, and that 2 weeks stretched into an unheard-of 18-month engagement. And he actually was the first to do a lot of things. He was a groundbreaking, innovative musician and band leader. His band was the first to actually feature a vocalist with an ensemble who became known as the frontman. That frontman was from Hot Springs. His name was John Fielding.
We're going to learn a lot more about him during the documentary that will begin the evening at the Blue Lion. After that, there's live music. We'll hear some music of Alfonso Trent, but some others. What's going to go on with the live music portion of the evening?
Well, the live music portion is a band that Chris Cameron and Don Bailey, local musical giants here in Fort Smith, had put together. So it's Chris Cameron and Don Bailey and the All-Star Jazz Band, who are performing at the concert, and they also provided the musical score of Trent songs for the documentary. Chris Cameron is a well-known musician who, at the tender age of 18, actually won the Albert King Award for Best New Guitarist and also won the overall International Blues Challenge in 1997 at the Blues Society Annual Awards in Memphis. So Chris is an unbelievably accomplished musician. He also played at the W.C. Handy Awards when he was 19, and he played a Handy composition, Bill Street Blues, for the Handy family who were in attendance. Chris told me a couple of nights ago that after he finished that song, the Handy family came up to him and said, you know, that's the first time anyone at the Handy Awards has actually ever played a Handy song. So they were appreciative of that. Don Bailey, he's another well-known musical force in Fort Smith, and he's known and respected throughout this area as a teacher and an artist and a performer. And since 1985, Don's been the associate professor of music and director of jazz studies at the University of Arkansas, Fort Smith. And he organizes, instructs, and performs with the UAFS jazz band at many, many social events in our area and does a great job of keeping jazz alive in Fort Smith.
And they've put together this program. There will be some music from Alphonso Trent in there, but also some other music made famous by other people who have played Fort Smith over the city's mm-hmm. history. Some are not surprising. Bob Wills was from nearby Oklahoma. Louis Jordan was from Arkansas. But then there's some, Nat King Cole, Doris Day. Bob Hope played Fort Smith. That's pretty interesting.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I thought so, too. I did not know that Bob Hope had been here. And Doris Day was probably the most surprising to me. Like you said, the others are understandable, but Doris Day, that was a surprise.
So this is all taking place at the Blue Lion, and how much is it going to set me back to see the documentary and hear the music?
Well, here's the best part. The show is absolutely free. We have 225 tickets available. The doors and box office open at 6:30 on Thursday evening, and it's first come, first serve. As soon as we hand out the 225 tickets, that's it. So it's going to be a good show, and I would suggest lining up early.
All right. Jim Perry is the chairman of Arts and Culture Events for the first quarter of the Bicentennial Year Celebration in Fort Smith. Thursday night, Alphonso Trent and Fort Smith's Music Through Time will include a live music tribute to Fort Smith-born Trent and other musical legends who've performed in the city. There will also be a screening of the documentary Alphonso Trent's Orchestra of Gold. The event is at the Blue Lion at 101 North 2nd. It's free, but as Jim mentioned, seating is limited to 225 ticket holders. Doors at 6:30, showtime 7:30, and you can follow all of the events regarding the Bicentennial Celebration at GoFortSmithAR.com. Jim Perry, thank you so much for your time.
Kyle, thank you very much.